Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello. This is one of the episodes that I pre-recorded for my maternity leave. So this was recorded around November, end of 2023. Love you. If you can't tell who's here already, we have a very special guest. Also, hello, my sweet circlers. How are we doing today? I hope everybody is just so great when you're listening to this. We have a very special guest. Do you want to say hi?
Hi, all.
Do you know who that is? Do you recognize that voice? It's one of our favorite Circle Time
That's
guests
sweet.
Of all time.
Thank you, Kels. My name is Brooke.
Yes.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me back. Kelsey and the Circlers, I'm obsessed with you all.
So we
I really
love you
appreciate
so much.
It.
That feeling is so mutual. The Circlers, I mean, it was an uproar the first time you were in the Circle.
That means a lot. Podcasting with Kelsey is one of my favorite hobbies.
We are a little bit too good at it.
Yeah. It's like frightening.
It's so insane. And like, it's kind of, everybody's like, you guys should do more together.
It would be too powerful.
I
would be overwhelmed.
Me too. We're both yeah. too easily overwhelmed yeah. to where if we did that, unfortunately, we'd be too successful.
Right.
And God forbid.
And who would want that?
Yeah, God forbid
We're
that
tired.
Happened.
We're tired.
We are so exhausted.
Need to nap every single day. So
right. Yeah.
It
maybe
would be
one
too much.
Day, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's not off the table.
It will never be off mm-mm, the table. I can mm-mm. see it happening.
Yeah. Me too, Kels.
Okay. Anyway, Brooke was actually just getting into telling us about her hair journey because I inquired about we'll be burping the entire
Please
time.
Please do.
Yeah, so
Please
don't
do.
Just, you're going to have to just kind of ignore it. But Brooke's hair looked a little bit darker.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us what your hair journey has been like?
Because
I was surprised to hear the news.
It's been complicated.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is a little bit darker.
Okay. I love it. I think it looks good.
Oh, thank you. A few months ago, I decided to dye it blonde.
Right.
Based off of the fact that I had dyed it blonde a few years before that, and it looked so bad
okay.
that I was like, maybe if I did it again, it would look a little bit different.
Okay.
Turns
Actually,
out,
no, no,
yes.
No. Quick, don't mm-hmm. want to, I do have mm-hmm. some questions following up that.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you dye it blonde first time?
Probably like 2019.
Okay. And you hated it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Horrible. Off the bat?
So hated it and then thought maybe I need to go a little bit lighter.
Okay.
And maybe that's the problem. That was the opposite of the problem.
And that was all in 2019?
That was all in 2019. It turns out the lightness was the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then following up, we're in 2023
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking it's time for a change. Did you want like a hair change?
It was like I woke up that morning and I was like, if I'm not blonde by EOD, like there's going to be a huge issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
What sparked that?
Nothing. Just like wake and needing a physical change immediately.
Okay. So it wasn't like you saw an old picture mm-hmm. or like you
saw. No, if I had seen an old picture, I would have been like, it's not a good idea.
Okay. But you also didn't see like someone blonde and you were like, that could be me.
No, woke up with like a physical sensation of like needing to be blonde.
You're right.
Yeah. called the hairdresser.
Yeah.
They got me in right away.
And is this like a salon you had been to before? A hairdresser you love and trust?
Not at all.
New friend.
Okay. It was the place that was able to get me in a few hours.
Obviously.
Dyed it. Looked horrible. Okay. Of course.
Were these highlights?
It was not like a full blonde, but it was definitely like an overall lightening.
Okay.
With definite blonde highlights.
Okay.
In addition to the overall lightening.
Of course.
It looked bad, and also like it made... I don't know if you've ever bleached your hair, but like it makes your hair feel horrible.
Like straw.
Like complete straw.
I've never done it personally, but my husband has bleached his whole head of hair a few times. Yeah. And so, yes.
Was he going straw mode when he bleached?
He entered straw mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's really horrible, especially when you have just like a long hair that's all feeling like hay.
Right.
Yeah. So then I went back like 3 days later and I was like, I'm ready to just go back to brown. And he was like, I actually saw your TikTok.
Oh,
so
no.
I made a TikTok that was like, it looks bad.
Okay. Maybe I saw this.
And I think that maybe that's what you saw. And I was like, it looks bad. Like, I'm not sure if I think I said, like, I don't think it like settled right or something. I was just throwing out vocabulary words about hair that didn't make any sense.
Obviously.
And then he was like, I think you just need to go lighter.
Oh, my God.
And I like can't say no to that type of stuff. And I knew that like that wasn't an option and that wasn't the case.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Also, do we think that maybe like he kind of got offended?
I do 100%.
So. And then he tried to sabotage.
I don't think he was trying to sabotage, but I think he was like trying to prove that like he didn't. It was nothing he did, which is true. It just like would look better.
Right.
In a lighter.
But it's
which
like,
is not
can
true.
He just like let you have this?
Right.
Like, do you have to like get online and say, I just can't be a blonde?
Right.
Or can he just take one for the team?
I was not insulting him whatsoever.
Can he just take one for the team and say maybe it didn't settle right?
Right, right. Exactly.
Whatever that means.
Exactly. Whatever that means.
Maybe it didn't settle right.
I think I said it didn't take, which doesn't make any type of sense.
It didn't take.
It didn't take.
No, it actually didn't take. Yeah. And that's the moral of the story. Mm-hmm.
It didn't take.
Did you go lighter?
Went back. He said, you need to go lighter. I said, no, like, please. Went back and forth for a few times. We both agreed that I would go lighter.
Okay. He's a very convincing man.
Paid an additional fee.
Of course.
To go lighter.
Right.
On my way home from the salon, picked up a black box dye.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. I'm stressed.
And that's what you're seeing today. And that's why my hair is darker.
Okay.
Because it's black.
This being the outcome of that, honestly, truly, could have been so much worse. It actually looks good.
Like, no, I thought you liked it.
Went into a salon, asked for darker, and came out with this. Because, like, this is looking good.
Thank you. No, I like it. This is the second time that I've box dyed it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now,
the first time was the correction, and the second time was just, like, because I like it.
Yeah, I really like
it. Thank you, Kels.
Have you spoken to him since?
No, we're not on speaking terms right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you think that you ever will go back?
I won't. He was sweet. And
so sweet.
But
love him.
I just don't need to go back to a colorist due to not... needing to get my hair colored again.
Do you enjoy dyeing your hair with the box dye?
I wouldn't say it's like one of my favorite pastimes.
It's
and
not
hobbies,
like a hobby.
But I like the way it looks right after I do it. And I like the way it feels, actually. Like when you put color on your hair, it feels like really smooth and silky.
Yeah.
And not at all like hay mode, straw mode.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. I've never actually dyed my hair.
You don't need to.
I actually am starting to go gray.
Really? But that's kind of beautiful.
No, it's actually not something I'm interested in.
You're not
in
loving
this
it?
Time. Yeah, I think there are just some moments where I'm like, we don't actually need that right now.
Okay, I understand.
I think one day I'll be fine with it.
Right.
That's not today.
Right.
It's not, you know, like, it's not right now.
And that's fine as long as you know that you don't have to dye it. If you want to, go off, queen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Do you think I should go black?
I think you could. I think that there's a like some sort of filter on the internet that like analyzes what colors you can and can't do. And
I don't trust that.
If I had done that, it would have told me to not do blonde.
You never know. Have you tried it?
No.
And what if it does tell you to do blonde?
Then it would be wrong. That's how I guess we can check and see if it's wrong if it tells me to go blonde.
I feel like, I don't know. If you told me you were considering going blonde, I wouldn't say no.
It wasn't like terrible.
I'm sure it looked good.
It wasn't terrible. It was just like I looked in the mirror and I was like, this isn't right.
Right.
Like it's like not, it's not sitting right with me.
Right.
People thought it looked good,
I'm
which
sure.
is sweet.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't sitting right.
Would you ever go full chop? Would you ever get a
Never.
Would you ever get a fuck ass Bob?
No, I don't have the face for fuck ass Bob. Would you fuck ass Bob?
I think I would die to go fuck ass Bob. Like, I love a Bob. Oh, I couldn't.
Because you would need straight hair, you think?
Yes. I think my texture of hair, it would not perform.
You would
look
great with like a pin straight Bob though.
Thank you so much. I actually I've always wanted to cut my hair into like a short Bob.
Would you ever get like a keratin?
I have done that before.
Uh-huh. But did it work?
Yeah.
But I love your curly hair.
Thanks. I think I've just accepted that this is my hair. And it's like, I just don't think a bob is in the works for me. I've gotten it cut short.
Really? Like how short?
Like to my shoulders.
Uh-huh.
I guess. Maybe like shoulders
with the curl or shoulders...
Shoulders
straight
with the curl.
Okay, yeah.
Both.
Okay.
I did a keratin and a chop.
Okay.
I've done that.
Like, was that recently? Because I can kind of see it in my mind's eye.
It was...
You know, I think it's your, like, profile picture on Instagram in that blue shirt.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That was a little bit grown out.
Okay.
But it was around there.
But it was around that time. Okay.
Yeah, it was. That was living in the same place that I was living when I took that picture. So it was that era.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved that.
I loved it too, but the keratin doesn't last.
Yeah. It's probably bad for you, maybe, or not really.
It just doesn't feel, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
Right.
But I just feel like I'm like a representative of the curly community.
Yeah. I love your curly hair, truly.
Thanks.
If I could have one person's head of hair, it would be yours. I think I've told you that.
You have similar hair, though.
No, Kelsey, I have like really greasy hair.
You don't have greasy hair.
I promise every morning when I wake up, it looks like I'm like sprayed olive oil spray on it.
I highly doubt that.
I promise you.
Do you wash it every day?
Yeah, I have to. And I've tried to oil train it.
Really?
It's a myth.
But you could do SBB, slick back buns.
No, I can't. I don't have the hairline.
I want to try to do one on you.
It doesn't look right.
I don't want to be your hairdresser right now and like force you to go lighter or do a slick back bun when you don't want to.
Right.
So I'm going to stop trying right now.
Okay. Well, I would let you do it. But then I wouldn't want you to be mad when I don't like it, you know?
I wouldn't be mad.
Okay.
I just want to open your eyes.
My hairline is like terrible.
How so?
Like, it's just not what other people's hairlines look like.
But it's unique.
And, like, not all things that are unique are good at the end of the day. And this is one of those things.
What's the deal? Is it jagged?
It's very jagged. It's incredibly jagged. And I think... Like, I have thick, thin hair, so it's like you can, like, see my scalp.
Yeah.
In a way that I would never want anyone to be that intimate with anyone, you know?
You know, my hair is also so thin. Like, people are like, you have so much hair, and I'm like, no, I genuinely have three strands.
Right, I have
it's
three
just
strands.
Curly.
Right.
It just looks big, but there is no depth.
I think that's what I have, too.
Like, someone was like, I can't believe it was all your natural hair at your wedding. And I was like, oh, my God. They put so much extra hair in my hair to make it look like the normal amount of hair a person should have.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of hair. It's too thin.
I would want extensions, but that's
long,
like a whole process. Just more so for fullness.
Yeah. It's tough because then you have to like upkeep it.
And once you do it once, it's like you're going to want to keep doing it.
Right.
So, and you, it's so expensive and upkeep and it's just like not worth it.
Right. I know. And also like it's hard when you have textured hair to get extension. Oh my God. Sorry. Like that sentence
Kelsey,
like,
it's okay.
It was so hard to get out.
You're going
to
look back at this and be like that. It was such a special time when I couldn't stop burping.
Like, I'm going to miss it so much.
Yeah. When did it start?
The burps?
Yeah.
Oh geez. I got the burps probably right at the start, but just every day they become more and more apparent in my life.
It's very endearing.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, the noises that kind of like exit my body now is just completely out of my control.
Like symphony, yeah.
And just, yeah, it's a beautiful symphony of like.
Pregnancy is beautiful.
It is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Circlers, it is a new year, you know? And that means that there are new opportunities out there to make connections. And I know when it comes to dating, it can be tough to put yourself out there and start. You know, the starting is the hardest part, but you've got this. And that is why I'm excited about our next sponsor, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. As you all obviously know, I am a married woman, but if I were single today, Hinge would be the app that I use because I hear amazing things from my friends that it is the app to use if you're trying to date intentionally. Hinge is a perfect dating app for the new year. If you're ready to put your best foot forward, go beyond the surface and express your personality and meet people who are on the same page because they have the prompts and you can really answer them like really yourself, you know, and find someone who gets your humor and gets what you're going for. And I think that's really important. I love helping my friends update their profiles with new pictures and new prompts. And I just think the new year is the perfect time to change up your profile, amp it up, and just show the people on Hinge who you are, you know? Hinge is the perfect dating app for the new year. If you want to put your best foot forward, you know, like go beyond the surface and express yourself. You can really show your personality on there and actually meet people who are on the same page and like laugh at the same things as you and just are right for you. Manifest the dating experience you want this year. Download Hinge and find someone worth deleting the app for.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Listen, it's been a minute since you've been here.
I know.
And I need you to do a tattoo tour.
Okay.
Because you pretty much have full sleeves.
No. Yeah, I guess a little now that you mention it.
You're basically, I can barely see like your
skin
on your arms.
Right, right.
But also like you didn't have this the last time you were
here. No, I think I only had the two tiny ones when last time I was here.
And but I would love to hear your thoughts on all of these and like where the inspo came from. Because I would love to.
Okay. I was actually just on the phone with my sister when I was walking here telling her that I actually want this one removed.
Oh,
this
why?
Is a crying heart.
Okay.
I got it randomly because it came with the get three, get one free. And I like panic picked the
you went
one
to a,
free.
You went to a get one free tattoo place?
Oh, God, yeah, Kelsey.
Where is that?
It was in someone's closet.
No.
Yeah, but I think he did a great job. He did a great job. I just like wish I didn't get this one and I wish I didn't put it in the place that's like the most most focal point of my whole body.
I kind of love him or her.
Oh, good question.
I mean, maybe if
totally
you give it like a personality.
Yeah. Wish it was tiny and somewhere else.
Okay. Okay, so that one was
so that
get
one
free.
It's my get one free.
And it's a crying heart.
It's a crying heart.
Means nothing. No meaning.
Well,
or...
I looked at it and I was like, I like that sad girl vibes.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, what if I get like really, really happy one day?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't want that anymore.
I think that sad girl vibes are kind of
infinite.
Everlasting. Yeah. No matter how happy you are, you almost find happiness in enjoying being a sad girl sometimes.
That's true. But I will say this is the only one that like if I'm dressed in a way that's like more elegant and fancy,
yeah.
This one looks weird.
Oh.
Yeah, as opposed to the others that like can kind of blend in.
Okay.
Anyway, then this bee is the first one I got when
Love
I moved out here.
Yeah.
This moon I got because the day before I got tattoos, my sister had a kidney stone and she's completely fine. But I was like, she's not. What if she doesn't make it? She's completely fine.
Totally
but
okay.
But I was like, I need a tattoo to honor her.
Okay.
And her That's Hebrew sweet. Name.
Yes.
At the time that I got the tattoo, I thought it meant moon.
Okay. What's her name?
Gabby. And her Hebrew name is Emuna. So I was like, that means moon.
Okay.
Yeah. Got the tattoo. She let me know. Doesn't mean moon.
What does it mean?
Faith. But like, it's the same kind of principle because like it sound her the Hebrew name sounds like moon.
And it's, you know what? That's actually a moon named Faith.
Kelsey, it's like the way that you can kind of twist things in a beautiful way. It's a talent.
I'm making all of your tattoos have meaning.
You're like really making me feel
yeah,
very special about them.
Because they're special.
Yeah, they are. You're right.
Yeah.
They're part of me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this butterfly I've had.
Sorry, yes. One more question. Was that in the closet as well?
So all the like big ones are all closet.
Okay.
The four big ones. And then the little tiny ones are not like a tattoo place.
Okay, got
yeah.
it. Okay.
The butterfly I had, this is a juice box because I just simply love juice.
As you should.
Specifically apple juice.
Specifically apple. What's your favorite kind brand?
I'm just like a Mott's girl.
Oh.
But also like a good apple cider from like a fall type of activity oh, place.
What about the ones that are in the apple?
Oh, those are good too.
Yeah.
I really, to be honest,
you don't discriminate.
Like, as much as I love apple juice, I'm not an apple juice snob. So all apple juice tastes the same to me.
And I don't think you're wrong about that.
Unless it's like watered down, which is like.
Or like warm.
Or. Yeah, but how do you feel about warm apple cider?
That's supposed to be warm.
Yeah, exactly. You like that?
Apple juice? Well, like if I'm I actually, to be completely honest with you, I don't think I've ever had warm apple cider.
You're kidding.
I don't think it, like.
You know what? That's LA for you. They don't have these like
fall things.
Really meaningful fall events.
Yeah, we kind of just go through the motions.
That's the one thing I miss about the East Coast is a fall event with apple cider.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Where do you get it here?
You don't.
So when was the last time you had apple cider? When you were living yeah. at home?
When I was little.
I'm going to make some.
Okay. I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway.
And I also like it because it kind of looks like the cover of Twilight, which I thought was funny.
Of course.
Because I love Twilight.
Yes.
This is my favorite one. This is my stuffed animal.
Yes.
Hodgepodge. And you have your stuffed animal?
I do.
And like.
Pink Bear.
So does Emma. Chamberlain, right?
Yeah.
She has one.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like wanted something like all my cool girls have.
Yeah.
I love Hodgepodge.
I love Hodgepodge as well. I'm so happy that you've honored Hodge in the way that you have.
Thanks, Kels.
You still own Hodge.
Oh, Hodge does not separate from my person.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
That's good. I kind of wish you would have brought him.
I should have.
Next time.
And there will be a next time, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you ever wash him? Toss him in the washer?
I used to take him in the bath with me.
Oh,
when I was little, I'd like scrub him.
Okay, that's sweet.
Yeah, but since then, he has not been bathed.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, which
you
he probably,
oil trained him.
I'm like, Kelsey, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got your hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's beautiful. I lost mine.
Your tattoos?
No, my bear.
No, you're lying.
Yeah, pink bear.
Well, at least you have Pink Bear with you forever now.
Yeah. I mean, I got this much later on from me losing her.
Uh-huh.
She never came back, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I lost Hodgepodge for a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
And where'd you find him?
My sister found him somewhere, like in her
you
stuff.
Thank her.
Yeah, I should. But we were not together for quite some time.
It was devastating.
It's very hard. It's a hard loss.
But I do think it probably taught me something, you know?
How to like cope with loss.
Maybe.
Yeah. When did you get Pink Bear?
I got Pink Bear when I was born.
That's really
special. Do you want to hear the story?
I want to hear it from top to bottom.
It's actually sad.
Oh, I still want to hear
you
it.
Know, I'm still going to tell you.
Okay.
And like, you don't have to be sad.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Have you ever told a sad story and you're like, you don't have to like all of a sudden
Kelsey,
be like, oh no, you poor thing.
That is like my number one like difficulty. With being on social media is like, I'll say something that
yes.
I think it's like a good story, a funny
it's
story.
It's like funny now.
And people are like, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
That's not why I'm telling it.
Totally. And
you know
all of a sudden
I mean?
You're like, should I like
should I be in therapy? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, cause for a while I just thought this was like, I know it's kind of sad,
mm-hmm.
but like, I'm okay.
Right.
But now everybody's like, oh, you.
Okay. I'm not going to react while you tell it.
Okay. You can't. I mean. Do whatever feels right to you. I'm just
okay.
saying I'm not telling you this to like feel sorry.
Okay, awesome. I'm super in my head.
I've made this a huge deal.
Super in my head. So I'm just letting you know, I'm not going to say anything because of how in my head I am.
Don't be in your head.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go. So this is Pink Bear. I got Pink Bear the day I was born. My grandpa brought me Pink Bear, obviously.
Love it.
King.
Legend.
So he brought me Pink Bear, loved it. Well, I actually didn't really play with her. Mm-hmm. Saw her on the shelf one day. And I was like, 3 maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't really know. I like vaguely remember. But then I always think it sounds like people are lying when they're like, I was 2 and I fully remember. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. It could be constructed. It could be true. But like, regardless, if they're both valid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see her on the shelf. I'm mm-hmm. like, that's the one I want to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Take her down. She's a pink teddy bear with a ribbon around her neck. My mom's like, what do you want to call her? Obviously said Pink Bear.
Yeah.
What else would I call her?
Exactly.
Ever. Took the ribbon off, like put it away. I was like, she's getting down to business. Mm-hmm. She's going to be with me. She didn't leave my side. Oh. Like she was with me always. Me and Pink Bear for life. Went to Palm Desert, where we go every year with my family. And Pink Bear had kind of morphed into more of like an off-white at this point.
As they do, yeah.
Yeah, like her like limbs were nearly falling off.
Uh-huh.
And she was not even close to being pink.
Right.
And left her in the bed. This is what we think happened.
Okay.
Left her in the bed. The like people who cleaned the hotel room came to like change the sheets, scooped her up along with the sheets, and kind of like that was it for her.
That was the end.
Yeah, so I actually do have a very vivid memory of like looking under the bed and being like, where's Pink Bear, like losing my shit.
Oh my God, that is that's horrible in a sad way, but that is just like horrible.
Don't be sad.
No, and I'm just like supporting you in any way that you need.
Here's the kicker though.
Yeah.
So my grandpa who got me Pink Bear.
Okay, I know what's coming.
So I called him and I was like, Pink Bear's gone. Like we lost Pink Bear, blah, blah, blah. Him and I chat on the phone about it for a while.
Uh-huh.
He's like, when you get home, we'll go get a Pink Bear. And that was actually the last time I ever talked to him.
Oh, no.
That was the last conversation my grandpa and I ever had, because on the actual drive home, he passed away.
They're, like, Pink Bear holds so much weight.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So Pink Bear has always been a thing. And then I got this, found a picture of her.
Oh, wow.
And that's her. And she's also on my merch.
I'm obsessed with Pink Bear.
Yeah, no, she's a queen.
She means a lot.
I'm so sorry to just trauma dump on you.
No, Kelsey, thank you for sharing that. And it's also special that like, because you still go back there with your family, right?
Yeah.
Like her spirit lives there.
Sometimes I think about asking if they've found her yet.
Right.
But I'm like, that was like truly like 23 years ago.
Like the thing is like, she's gotta exist somewhere.
She's somewhere.
It's not like all matter is, what is it? It can't be destroyed.
Totally. I don't even know what you were going
to
say.
Like something, I don't know either. Something you learn in physics that I wasn't paying attention to. Yeah.
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 I appreciate it though.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Kelsey.
I mean, I didn't really mean to like do that.
No, but that's a beautiful story.
Thank you for listening. So as many of you know, I just had our baby boy, and Cody and I could not be more excited and more happy. But there are really just so many things to think about during postpartum and while being pregnant. And one thing that I've really tried to focus on during both of those times is my nutrition, because pregnancy and postpartum are really some of the most nutritionally demanding times in a woman's life. And as a mom, the health of your baby is directly influenced by your nutrient status. So I really wanted to find the right stuff for me to take that's good for me and good for the baby. And there are just so many supplements out there. It's really hard to know what the best option is. But after a lot of research and talking to my friends and comparing and contrasting, everyone's favorite was Needed. Most prenatal vitamins include bare minimum nutrition based on outdated guidance and stale research. But Needed offers radically better nutrition products, education, and advocacy rooted in clinical research and practitioner validation. Needed is recommended and used by more than 4,000 women's health experts, from nutritionists to midwives, functional medicine doctors, and OBGYNs. And something that I was so happy to hear is that they go above and beyond with third-party tests, testing every batch to ensure the safest product. I feel like I overthink everything now, especially, and I just want to make sure everything is the safest and the best that I'm putting in my body that my son is also getting. And
I'm happy that Needed does that testing. Needed offers premium supplements for every stage, from egg quality support for women trying to conceive to a lactation support plan for breastfeeding moms to stress and sleep support that supports all women, including those in menopause. So if you want to try, head over to thisisneeded.com and use code CIRCLETIME for 20% off of your first order. That's THISISNEEDED.com and use code CIRCLETIME for 20% off your first order.
So those are all your tattoos, those are, right?
That's it.
You don't have any hidden?
I don't have any hidden.
Would you ever get a hidden?
I think I like them all. I like having them all on my arms.
On display. No, I yeah. feel that. Would you, how many more are you going to get? Are you actually going to go full sleeve?
No, I'm not. I wouldn't do full sleeve. And like, right, it almost feels like too much right now. So I might not get any more. Okay. And if I do get another one, it would be removing this crying heart woman.
I don't really want you to because it might grow on you.
Right. But it also might not. And I don't want to like keep going on with this on my body. Yeah. If it's just like the chance of it not growing on me.
That's true.
I don't hate it, but it's just like sometimes I'm like, I wish it was not in that spot.
Yeah. It's definitely a prominent yeah, spot. Yeah. Especially for you, because that's like the one part that you can see mm-hmm. pretty frequently.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like it doesn't like hit me in the eye. Like I'm not like, whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
Right. Whoa.
You know?
Yeah. And my grandparents like all of my tattoos, which is like a huge thing because they were like, don't get any except yes. for this one. They're oh. like, that one's like really looking at me.
Really?
And so that is has also gotten that's, in my head.
Yeah. See, yeah. I would, my when my grandma, like, oh my God, I keep telling my grandparents dying. Like, but when she was alive, uh-huh. I would just keep getting tattoos that, like, were meaningful uh-huh. like, for her life.
Right.
So then she just, like, couldn't be mad at right. me about them.
Right.
And she, it actually worked really well.
Yeah.
But, like, had I had just kind of started going, like, crazy.
Yeah.
She would have been pissed.
Right.
Now I'm going to go crazy, though.
Do you have any that aren't on your arms?
No.
Would you?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I think about like a rib.
Ooh.
I do.
That
okay.
would hurt, I think.
I think so, too. I do also like a neck.
Really?
Well, like, you know, Hailey Bieber has like a really thin tattoo on her
yeah,
neck.
Yeah, I do.
I'm also, this is the issue. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not Hailey Bieber.
You're not Hailey Bieber.
No, I'm simply not Hailey Bieber. Like, there are certain things that she, like, sometimes she'll wear something and I'll like try to like, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to recreate uh-huh. that look.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, turns out we have different body types.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I just feel as though, like, if I were to try to get a similar mm-hmm. tattoo as Hailey Bieber, mm-hmm. it would just be a stupid decision because I'm not Hailey.
But I do think you could pull it off.
Thanks.
But I agree, like, don't get it because
exactly.
Hailey Bieber has it.
Exactly. Like, I would have to, like, be really inclined.
Right.
And I don't know what I would be so inclined to get on my neck.
Right.
That, like,
right.
That besides the fact that I just think it looks good on someone who's, like, so Hailey skinny Bieber. And so beautiful.
But like it will come to you if you need to get one on your neck.
I don't need
like
to.
Like you'll know what it is.
I know I don't need to.
Okay.
Like it would have to be a word. Like it couldn't be like a picture of something.
How about like, I love a like collarbone one.
Collarbone's cute.
Yeah.
I think like collarbone or like, I guess this is rib. I was going to say like under the boob.
Yeah.
I but guess like that's yeah. like rib.
Yeah. It's the under boob part of the rib. Which
yeah.
is different than the rib.
Than the rib.
Yeah.
It's like fattier.
Yeah.
You should always like, I don't even know where I was going to go with that. But I don't think I'll do any more. I'll do mostly on my arms to answer
yeah,
your question.
I love having like a collection on display. Like it yeah. would actually almost like, I think bother me to have something hidden while the rest, while you could see the rest. Like
I just,
it's incomplete.
Right. I would want people to know that it was there
yeah.
like a little bit too much to where I'd like feel like I would have to like stretch or something
right.
to like show them if it was... You know?
Right. The only other thing you could do is like get another arm tattoo that says, I have another tattoo
oh,
on my
Oh, that's a really
rib.
Good idea. Yeah.
That,
yeah, yeah.
That would be the only option in
yeah.
that case.
There are tattoos elsewhere.
Yeah.
You could get.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm so happy I didn't do is get
what?
One for my sorority.
Were you going to?
No, but it's like a kind, it's like always a thought. Like when you're like in it deep, you're like, we should all get keys.
Right.
Like you want to get like your symbol.
Right.
I'm so thankful that I didn't do that. Not like nothing against my sorority or my experience mm-hmm. really. It just like, it doesn't mean as much now.
Right. That scares me because like me and Connor have always talked about getting like a matching B and C one.
I think that would be fun.
Does that feel different or the same?
I think it feels the same. I agree.
It feels the same in the sense that like you're in it right now.
Uh-huh.
But like I do think that B and C is such a formative experience.
Right.
Whereas like I wouldn't say like my form, I like had a lot of formative things right. happen through my sorority besides meeting Emma.
Right. Oh my God. That's how you two met?
Yeah.
Okay. So you two should get something.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't. I think if I suggested that to her, she would like say no.
Okay. So maybe not.
Maybe not.
But I guess
but I do think you and Connor should get something.
But I think if we ever did, it would be something that's also like evergreen.
Right.
That I would like independently of B and C.
Of course.
Yeah.
The memories.
Right.
Are almost more important than the,
yes,
you know?
Right.
I think if I had one for my sorority now, I would joke around about it a lot. Uh-huh. But like in the, I would be like, it was a moment.
Right. I do think like most tattoos, like even if they suck and you hate them afterwards, it's like, that's fine. Like
they
I liked
moment.
It in the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, I thank God. Oh my God. You know what? I actually used to want to get tattooed.
What?
People always leave.
No. Were you going through the ringer?
No, this is the fucking craziest part. I was 100% a virgin.
Yeah.
100% like had never even been spoken to by a man. My parents are happily married.
Right.
Like there is nothing in my life mm-hmm. besides the fact that I like listened to Lana Del Rey. Right. That would make me think that that tattoo applied to my life.
Right. I wish you had gotten it.
But
truly.
I saw that and I was like, yes, they do. They really do. Because one person in eighth grade was mean to me. And therefore, I had to get people always leave tattooed on my three fingers.
That would be such a good story.
And it's like insane.
Such a good also like get to know you fact.
I know, but thank God I didn't do
yes,
it.
Yes, thank God. But also a little bit I wish you did.
I think I could see me doing it as a joke when I'm like 50.
People always leave merch.
That's actually so sad, though.
People always leave, but like with the aesthetic of Circle Time, like heart, like yeah. teddy bears, yeah. hearts.
Oh my God. Do you want to cut?
A little.
I think you deserve it. It's just like really insane of me to have ever wanted that.
Oh, you know what I wanted?
What?
There's this like American Horror Story quote from like season one. It's like normal people scare me.
Oh my God.
And it was like on a TV shirt that was like very Tumblr viral.
You
had
should.
The T-shirt. Had the T-shirt.
Of course.
Would have, if I had thought about getting tattoos at the time, would have 1000% gotten that tattooed.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you a horror story gal?
Obsessed. I still watch.
Really?
Even though it's bad. Yeah.
I've never watched any of it.
Oh my God, Kelsey, the first two seasons of American Horror Story are some of the best TV in
really?
The world. Do you like scary things though?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Oh, then you would love.
Really?
Yes.
Like who's in it?
It's Evan Peters.
Oh, he's cute.
Adorable.
Is he on your tier mm-hmm. list?
Oh God, yeah.
What number? What tier?
He is actually, he has been all over the map. In college when I was obsessed with American Horror Story, he was like tier one.
Okay.
But now he's just like sitting, resting comfortably in tier three.
Will he ever leave?
No.
Does anyone in tier three ever leave?
And only if they're like, if they do something bad and they get like canceled pretty much.
Do you remember if last time we explained your tier system to the circlers?
I'm sure we did, but I could do like a little brief update if anyone doesn't know, like a recap.
Yeah. Give it to them. It sounds like we're speaking another language.
Sure. I just like have so many celebrity crushes that I categorize them by like a tiered approach. So mm-hmm. tier one is like truly like I will die if I do not marry this person.
Right.
Tier two is like I like have to consume like every single piece of media or anything that they're in, like so obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Tier three is just like more of like a normal, I think what most people experience when they have a celebrity crush. It's just like, oh, like I love them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no four.
No, there is a 0.5.
Is that
which is
lower
than it's
three?
More of a method. Than it is a tier.
Oh.
And it's like if the feelings are becoming too strong that they like get in the way of your life, you just kind of, you have to stop engaging.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So Evan Peters was.
He's been all over. He's been one. He's been two. Now he's just three, which is just like normal.
Can I have a update like on who's in what tier?
Oh, sure, Kels. I would just say right now I'm like obsessed with Matthew Gray Gubler. As I always have
yeah,
been.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's always been either one or two for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've just been.
He's still one.
He's still one. Yeah.
Is anyone else in one at the moment?
No. It's really hard to have more than one.
Oh, really?
I'm never happy if I have more than one.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Because it's really like emotionally exhausting.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So Cody and I are in a pretty hectic chapter of life right now, obviously. And that just means that, like, I'm looking for easy ways to do things that I would have normally spent more time doing. Now I have to get them done faster. And Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So I was looking for a place to find a gift for Cody and a fun, like, outfit for myself for a date night. And Quince was the perfect place to kill two birds with one stone. Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach, like washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, 14-karat gold jewelry, or, like, for example, the 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater I got for myself for only $50. That's right. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories and cut out the cost of the middleman, passing the savings along to us because we deserve the savings. My favorite article of clothing I own is that cashmere sweater I mentioned. It's so soft, so comfortable. I never take it off. I just got, like, a little thing from Quince to cover me up for breastfeeding in public, and it's so soft and so comfortable. And, like, everything I get from there is such great quality, and I just love it all. So give yourself or others the gift of luxury this Valentine's Day with Quince. Go to quince.com/circletime for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/circletime to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/circletime.
Okay, so MGG is still top spot.
Always.
Always.
Always. Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't get canceled.
He can't.
He won't.
He won't. He literally won't. He's the sweetest thing. Trust me.
Do you think that him and Taylor Swift dated?
Trust me. I do think that. Yeah, I did. He's the sweetest. I think they must have had a thing.
Because that was a rumor.
Yeah. Supposedly Wildest Dreams is about him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know how people got that from the little pieces of evidence that we have.
I don't know anything. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I know. But that is like those, like, 4th of July parties that she has.
Right.
He was there.
Right.
But they weren't even in a picture together. He was in a photo that had the same face paint as the rest of the people at the party had, and also the same toaster.
Okay.
It was in the background of the photo.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure that's the extent.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, Wildest Dreams was about him, of course.
Obviously, they dated for a really long time, were in love, and Wildest Dreams is about him.
I would like to think it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you listen to it, like, more now? When you heard that, like,
it's just like a treat when it comes on.
Okay. Because you're picturing math.
Because I'm picturing him. Because I'm picturing math.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Maddie, because there's other Matts.
Right. Everyone is named Matthew. I've never met someone not named Matthew. Yeah.
Your whole tier list is just composed of Matthews.
I've never met a non-Matthew.
Right. But MGG is top spot.
Always. Yeah.
Okay. Who's trickling in at number two?
Andrew Garfield, too, is always up there as well.
But when did that happen? Tick, tick, boom?
He was always like three or two.
Yeah.
And then tick, tick, boom really kind of sent me into just like
cahoots.
Like cahoots.
Yeah.
Like absolute cahoots. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm addicted to tick, tick, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you should be.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but he's more of a two.
No, he's just like, he is, I would say him and Matthew are one, but Matthew is like,
is one.
More one, one. And Andrew is, Matthew one. Is 1A and Andrew is 1B right now.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else do we got?
I can pull it up, Kels.
I need to know like the ins and outs because I find it to be so interesting.
Also, sometimes I'll have like all like my list of tier threes and then something happens, like something new comes out with one of them or I meet one of them, they skyrocket. So like Jonathan Groff, for example, was like, I was obsessed with him in middle school and high school.
Right.
But like haven't really been thinking about him too much recently.
Right.
Met him.
Yeah.
And then my entire life
has flipped upside down. Yeah.
So he's back on top as well.
Right.
Okay. Let me look at the.
I'm so curious because so people don't usually leave tier three unless they get canceled or do something terrible.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten the ick from a role that someone's played? Or what's that picture of the guy jumping into the... Okay, and that didn't...
No, that only...
Deter you?
That
elevated my feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. To see him, a man with goggles.
Yeah. To see a man with goggles.
To see a man having a blast in the water.
To see a man having a blast in the water should only make them more lovable.
Exactly. I was like completely confused by the reaction.
Yeah.
To Andrew diving into and splashing around.
Yeah.
Like that should do nothing but make you adore him beyond belief.
So there's not been anyone that you've been into and not done anything like cancelable, but just all of a sudden you're like, I'm actually good.
That doesn't really happen to me, unfortunately, which I think is a huge part of the problem.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
The first step is admitting you have a problem.
Yeah. And I am not, I've never been afraid to admit that. I've never shied away from that.
Then you're fine.
Yeah.
Actually.
Thanks, Kels.
Okay. Keep going. So who's in tier two at the moment?
Tier two, Nathan Fielder is a good example of like someone who like was a very strong tier one.
Yeah.
And now it's just like almost like dormant.
Right.
You know, like right. I still love him to death, but like I'm not actively like thinking about him every second of the day.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. When does it change?
It's, you know what, Kelsey? Sometimes you literally just wake up in the morning and it changes. But it's usually like, and it's usually just by someone else coming
entering
into the picture.
Yeah.
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 Makes sense.
Okay. Also, John Mulaney.
Okay.
And then also Jonah Howard King, which is Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I feel as though I remember when
that was like an imprint
when you saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of rocked my world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't picture like what he looks like or anything, but I do remember you seeing the movie and then posting about how your world had been rocked.
Completely. It changed. It did. Yeah. It changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he's sweet looking.
He is sweet.
He is cute.
He's so cute. And he has a song.
He's kind of melting my heart.
Yeah, he's adorable.
Yeah, he's a sweet boy.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a song in the new Little Mermaid movie. Did you see it?
No.
Okay. There's a song that is new to the Little Mermaid universe that he sings.
What's it called?
It's called Wild Uncharted Waters. Everyone hates it. I think it changed my entire life.
Okay.
It is the best song I have ever heard in my life.
Does he sing?
Yeah.
Or is he good?
You know what it is? He's good.
I think he's good.
Yes.
Would anyone else think he's good?
I would rather they listen to it in the context of the film. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable being like, hey, listen to this song.
Listen to Wild Uncharted Waters.
The waters that have not been explored yet. Okay.
Of course.
And he's just wanting to be in them. Okay. He's wanting to explore the sea.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Prince Eric, that's his name. He's not part of the undersea life.
He has legs.
He's just a prince.
He's a prince on land. He's obsessed with the sea. And Ariel is a mermaid who's obsessed with the land. So they really, that's where they intersect.
And so is this song in the context of him being curious as to what is
he
in
is
the world?
Wanting to explore them. Exactly.
Okay.
And I love a man with a hobby and a passion.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm addicted to that song. I would encourage you all to listen to it first in the context of the film.
Right.
And then you can listen to
streaming services.
It will be my number one most played song of my Spotify rap.
Do you think?
Either that or have you seen, I love that we can like freely talk about movies now.
It's so nice.
Have you seen No Hard Feelings?
Yes.
The Maneater, the song that he plays at the piano.
Yeah.
It's either going to be that or Wild Uncharted Waters.
His version.
Oh God, yeah.
And is that man on your tier list?
Andrew Barth Feldman, he is so talented. But I think he's too young to be on the tier list.
Oh.
I do love him, but I think it's more of like, I wish he was my son.
How old is he?
Like 20.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Okay.
21 maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's more of like on my tier list as my son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a loved one.
Yeah. He is not a loved one.
Not a lover.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's so talented. He was Dear Evan Hansen after Ben Platt.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know if it was right after, but he was one of the Evan Hansens.
That is so interesting.
When he was like 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Me too.
Okay. So, sorry. Prince Eric is tier two.
Yeah.
Loving Wild Uncharted Oceans.
Yes, exactly. Me too.
I'm going to listen on the way home.
I fear that you're not going to love it right away.
I will.
Okay.
But you
have to like really think about like how much he's yearning to be in the uncharted waters.
Oh, I will. I think if there's one thing I'm good at, it's like understanding the plot.
I think that my like favorite genre is of song is just like yearning.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
needing something.
So, and does that fall into like when you're listening to just musicals? Because you like musicals, but you also have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have good taste in music.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, then I think we have similar taste in music. Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
But like, if you're listening to like the 1975, if he's yearning for something.
Kelsey, that's a great example. Because Oh Caroline is my favorite song.
Okay, and is he yearning for Caroline? Yeah. Haven't listened to that song.
Oh, that's, I actually like didn't get into the 1975 until recently.
Okay.
Because I heard that song.
And you were like, this man is yearning.
Yeah, like I knew all the hits and like I knew who they were, but right. I never really did a all deep dive. Until one day I heard Oh Caroline, I said, let me do some research.
Yeah.
And that the rest is history.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we have so many things to cover. I mean, between the yearning of it all and the rest of the tier list, I need you to finish it out for the circlers.
It's just, it's so long.
Okay. Just give me a few examples of three.
Okay. Actually, Harry Styles is now on three.
Yeah.
Because there was a point in my life where he was too strong so that I had to 0.5 him.
Really?
Yeah. So I had to disassociate.
Okay.
And that worked really well because now I just love him, but it's not like completely crippling.
That's kind of amazing. Mm-hmm. Is anyone 0.5'd at the moment?
No one right now.
That's great. And could you talk about it if they were? Like, would we have to kind of just unname?
I could talk about it. Yeah, okay. I would be comfortable talking about it. I just wouldn't be watching them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if like, is that hard? Like, if you love Harry Styles' music and you want to listen to a song, but he's 0.5'd, do you put the song on or do you just like pretend like the song never existed?
No, I don't listen because it's actually, it gets to the point where it's like, I don't even, like it like makes me feel bad.
Interesting.
So I don't even want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it gets like the parasocial relationship gets like so strong that it's like I'm not even.
Who else has been 0.5'd before besides Harry?
Harry, I think like in the One Direction era was the biggest 0.5 that I've ever had to take.
While he was in One Direction?
Mm-hmm.
So you were a directioner?
Oh, Kels. Yeah. Were you?
No.
I found that like most people who like are obsessed with Taylor Swift were not directioners.
You know what's interesting? I have that same theory though, but about people who love Taylor Swift and people who love Ariana Grande.
That makes sense to me too.
I don't think any of them ever overlap.
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you agree, Marsh? Marsh is a Grande guy.
An Arianator?
Oh, sorry. That's what they're called.
Yeah. Sorry, Marsh.
Yeah.
I saw the movie. I liked the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're not side. Like, not you see, I see the other side too. Like, there are some Ariana Grande songs that I just think are absolute slappers.
Yeah. I think they have just such a different energy that comes off in their music and also life.
Right.
That, like, I don't, it makes sense to me.
Right. Okay. So you were a directioner.
Oh, yeah. That was the beginning of the end, really.
See, because I think One Direction just started a little bit too late for me.
Yeah.
To where, like, I did go see the movie. The one where Zayn bought his mom a house.
Yeah.
Because they had two movies. No?
I don't know why I'm feeling like they just had one and then a concert movie. And I forget what the main one is called.
No, I was considering. Us? I was. Yeah.
Or is that a show?
I think it's both.
I think so.
This is Us.
Okay. I thought I was getting confused.
And This Is Us is also a phenomenal television show.
That's another thing of like I had to 0.5. I got too emotionally.
To This Is Us?
Upset. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little heavy.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
That's just 0.5 being used in another context,
right,
I guess.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I didn't see, I saw the movie because someone I was friends with was like a big directioner and she was like, you just have to go see the movie.
Right.
I really did. After that, I was like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
These boys are cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're buying their mom's houses.
Yeah.
They're singing and dancing.
I was just at the perfect age. It was a perfect storm.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, let's talk about for a second. What is that song that they cover?
Torn?
No.
Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah.
In Remarkable.
Why isn't that on Spotify?
Kelsey, I ask myself that as the first question I ask myself when I wake up every morning.
Yeah.
Where is the One Direction cover of Teenage Dirtbag on Spotify?
It's so good.
It's better than the original, I'll say it.
Me too. Because I listened to the original trying to picture One Direction singing it.
Exactly.
When I saw that on the movie, I was like, the song fucking rules.
It's so good.
And they're amazing.
And the way it's edited too, where it's like
a comic
like stop
book?
Motion. Yes. It's,
I actually am picturing the same exact thing. It kind of is ingrained in my memory.
It should be like in the MoMA. Like it's a part of history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I also think that this is one of those like uncharted waters.
Oh, which piece?
Like, I think if Marsh right now were to just look up One Direction Teenage Dirtbag from
interesting.
Like, I see what you're saying. I don't think that he would be like, this is phenomenal.
See, that to me seems more objectively phenomenal than Uncharted Waters.
I think the cover is objectively phenomenal. I think like the way it's shot, like the cinematography that we're speaking of.
That might
be
just like a sign of the times. And you had to be there to experience.
You had to be like in the theater watching the whole movie.
Yeah.
In order to like have it be ingrained the way that it is in us.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't listened to Uncharted Waters yet.
I'm like nervous for you too.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm feeling very confident about it.
Wow. I'm really excited about it.
What else is going to be in your Spotify top? Well, actually, by the time this comes out, you will have already, you will know.
When is this coming out?
Like January.
Oh my God. You'll have a baby?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's insane how time works.
Time's nuts.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah. No, it literally doesn't stop for anything or anyone. No,
it couldn't be bothered to stop less.
That's freaky.
I know.
Okay, I love it though.
What are your predictions for your top songs of 2023?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Uncharted Waters.
Duh.
Maneater.
Say the version though.
The version from No Hard Feelings by Andrew Barth Feldman.
Right.
Okay. Now here's where we get into the Frozen 2 of it all.
Okay. Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm.
There is a song on the Frozen 2 soundtrack. There's two songs.
Yeah.
First song, Lost in the Woods.
Okay.
It's by Jonathan Groff.
Yes.
Who plays Kristoff.
Yes.
That is it's a rock anthem.
Now, question, is Kristoff is the good guy.
Best guy that you'll ever meet.
Tier one.
Like Kristoff is a saint.
And what's the mean one's name?
Hans. But he's not in Frozen 2. He's destroyed by the end of Frozen.
Of course. Yeah. But
He's completely canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Kristoff, Jonathan Groff as Kristoff.
Lethal. Yeah.
Yeah. Lethal combination. That is an insane combo.
And then the song Lost in the Woods is, I would listen to that on your way home.
Okay. Because it's
Kelsey,
a banger.
That's a universal banger.
Okay.
Like no one would ever listen to that and think like,
it's bad.
This is not the most amazing song I've ever heard.
Oh, well, pop it on. Okay.
Also from Frozen 2, there's a song that was cut.
Okay.
Called Get This Right.
Yeah.
It's Jonathan again.
They simply couldn't get it right because it was cut from the movie.
I like want to speak to the person who thought that was a good idea.
Okay.
Because I'm sick thinking about it.
Me too. And the fact that it was Jay.
It was Jay and Kristen Bell duet.
Whoa.
Because Hans got a duet with Kristen Bell in the first movie, but we don't have a Jonathan and Kristen Bell duet that stayed in the soundtrack.
Okay.
Except for the outtake called Get This Right. It's about Jonathan, Kristoff is wanting to propose, but he's like, I don't know how to get this right.
Oh my God. It is. That's so sweet.
It is really it's another one of the best songs that I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Okay. So those two will be at the top.
And then Troye Sivan. I'm addicted to him.
Should we talk about it for a second?
I'd like to.
I mean, I just absolutely, this new album, when I see that face in between the crotch pop up on my fucking...
The biggest serotonin boost.
I am like, I know that this is about to be the best song I've ever heard in my life.
He is remarkable and I'm upset that I didn't see it, like, know it sooner.
And stunning.
Literally, like, perfection. Like, looking at him is a gift.
It actually makes me feel calm. When I see a picture of him, I'm like, I feel... Like, I've just looked at something so satisfying that I'm like, I'm good.
He's also just like so like clean.
And I think that's what it is. Yeah. Like, he's just like, he's just satisfying to look at. Really, like, I'm like, he makes me feel peaceful.
I bet there's science behind something there.
Right. Like, well, have you heard the song Youth by Troye Sivan?
My youth is yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. My youth is yours, Troy.
My youth is his.
Consider it yours.
I mean, it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot about that song.
Oh my God.
What if this man is mad? You know what I mean?
Like the fact that he can have a song like that and we just are like, oh, I forgot about that for a second just speaks to how insane the rest of the songs must be if we can forget about youth.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I have some others saved, but like this new album, he's just blown me out of the
water.
One
of your girls, like goosebumps even saying the title.
I know, just thinking about it.
Have you heard Angel Baby?
I think you posted about it.
Yeah, I can't stop. Yeah.
No,
that sounds right.
And I haven't listened to that one, but I listened to the one that's like, what is that song called? Get Me Started.
Yeah, Get Me Started.
Amazing. You know who else loves it? Cody.
Oh, I love that for him.
He's so into that song specifically. And it's just like, it's so nice that we agree on that.
Oh, I love that. Do you guys not typically like agree on the same songs?
I think like a lot of the times we do. Mm-hmm. But it's just nice when it's like something as satisfying as that.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You need to listen to Angel Baby.
I will.
That's my favorite.
Okay.
Of all time.
So that's going to be on the top.
Yeah. I think if I, it's hard because this is just what I've been listening to obsessively in the past few months.
Right.
But then there's also the beginning of the year that was only the 1975.
And how long did that last?
Until it's still going.
Okay.
You know?
So do you think your top artist is going to be the 1975?
Has to be.
Okay.
But also, like, I don't understand, like, how Troy also has to be. Also, yeah. Donna, like, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a bloodbath. Let's
it's
just say.
It's going to be. Mm-hmm. Because also, sprinkle in, do you still listen to Tick, Tick, Boom?
Yes. Kelsey, yes. It's going to be hard.
It's going to be tough.
You know, I do have an app that tells you, like, your Spotify stats.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the app?
Before Stats. Called Stats.
Oh.
Just, like, before the, but it's kind of, like, cheating.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like, want to see it yet.
Right. Like, I want to be surprised.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to have to show the circlers when
I'll
it comes
it.
Out.
I'll post my Spotify
when
wrapped.
This episode comes out, though, like, we'll have to revisit.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I need to know if we were correct.
Yeah, you can put it in retroactively, I guess, in a way.
Well, like, I'll just say, can you send me this your pictures,
that makes,
like, your screenshots,
yeah, okay.
And then we'll just, like, post them.
Okay, Kelsey, I love it.
Yeah, it's really simple.
Crazy how time works.
We don't have to do anything
okay.
retroactively.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm, like, really interested to see where it goes.
Me too.
I'm also, where do you think, where can you see, like, your crushes going?
Like, what do you mean?
Do you
mean?
Think there's, like, an up-and-coming that you've been, like, kind of eyeing lately, but he's not entered a tier, but you're thinking maybe early 2024 he could pop in?
That's a scary question. I hope, I don't want any more.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something that I love.
It's kind of
more
daunting.
Just like, really? This is happening again?
Right.
You know, how much, yeah, how, like, much more can,
how much more
can
a
girl
take? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be a lot.
I always wonder, like, when I, or if I ever do get, like, a boyfriend, like, will it go away?
When?
Yeah, exactly. When I get a boyfriend, I would assume, I would hope.
I think that it will just take a different role.
Right.
It will take on a different mm-hmm. role in your life. I don't think it'll completely go away. Like, I still, like, think, like, I still, like, have, I don't, I've never really been a celeb
right.
crush gal.
And my theory is that, like, no offense to people that have celebrity crushes, because I'm, like, at the top of the FBI's most wanted list.
Right.
But, like, I do think people that have, like, very intense celebrity crushes are, like, have, like, more mentally, like, going off, going not wrong. I don't want to say wrong.
I don't think that that's true.
It's something that I've seen a pattern with my friends
okay.
and my life. Like, I think they're just people, like, the more, like, anxious. Because it's, like, kind of like a little security blanket almost.
Yeah.
Like something to, like, comfort you.
Right. I mean, I think it could, I get what you're saying, mm-hmm. but I think I also, like, I think I could have had a little bit more fun with the celebrity crushes.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think I was a little bit too, like, what's the point?
Right.
Like, a little bit too dark.
Yeah. You were 0.5-ing everyone without even knowing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I lived in 0.5, mm-hmm. whereas I could have just, like, opened my heart to having a celebrity
right.
crush. But instead I was, like, just too, like, scared almost. Like, it's kind of, it's courageous.
Yeah, it's daunting.
It's
daunting.
It's courageous of you to do it, though.
Kelsey, as I said, the way that you can flip things that to make them sound, like, beautiful is really an amazing talent.
I never considered that to be a talent.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of feeling like it is.
It really is.
Okay, give me another situation.
To flip?
What's something
you
that's been concerning
you?
What's been something that's been concerning you?
Anything that's been concerning me?
Anything good? What have you been concerned about lately?
Like, probably everything, which is why I'm like, can't think of one
but
specific
it's
thing.
It's crazy because I also am concerned about everything.
Right. Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't want someone else to be concerned about everything.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Like, that would sound awful for someone else, but I'll take on that brunt.
Yeah. But I don't give good advice.
I think
like
you do. You do.
That's nice.
So you
I can't take my own advice.
Well, that's really just
yeah.
a whole other
who can
basket
though?
Of
what exactly.
am I thinking of?
It's just a basket.
Well, it's a whole other mm-hmm. basket.
Yep.
Of eggs.
Yes, exactly.
I had to finish it.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. I don't
you
know
were
why.
Gonna say something?
I literally was like going back to a conversation we had like hours
well,
ago.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Oh, I was just thinking of music.
I was thinking of who you're predicting your crush is going to be in 2024.
Oh.
There's no one on your radar that you're like, he's kind of cute.
No, I think it's going to stay as MGG for a while.
Do you think any like twos are going to add on?
Are any like, threes going to go away?
It's really hard, like, because when you're in the thick of a one,
yeah,
you can't see past it.
I know, but I just, so I'm curious how it works because, like, have you ever, like, okay, do you watch Summer I Turned Pretty?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Like, for me, Connie Conrad.
Yeah.
Is everything
I didn't
more.
Even know that Team Jeremiah was a real thing that people
I'm embarrassed in. And sick for the people who think that Team Jeremiah is the way to go.
I thought people were joking when they said Team Jeremiah. I thought they were doing a bit.
Me too.
Wow.
But like, I wasn't ever, like, I saw Connie and I was like, he's fine.
Yeah.
And then I saw him, you know, and yes. I was like, he's so sweet and yes. cute and beautiful.
100%. I went through the exact same thing.
Like, but he's not on a tier list because you're not, because is he more like Conrad specific and it's not so much the actor?
I think so.
Okay. I would be curious if you could make like a tier list out of characters.
Kelsey, I could do that for you.
I would love to see that.
Okay, I could absolutely do that for you.
Separate from the mm-hmm. actor.
There are sometimes that it's so easy to separate the character from the actor, and sometimes it's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you like MGG's character?
Like,
in what show is he
in? Criminal Minds.
Obviously, Criminal Minds. Yeah. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. And, like, and sometimes I don't know, is that who I have a crush on?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But also they're pretty similar from what I've seen.
Right.
So I don't know.
He's
tough. One of the people. It's like, it's really hard. The lines are so blurred.
Yeah.
Whereas like with Conrad, it's like, I love Conrad. I don't know much about, I think he's really sweet. Chris Briney?
Sure.
Like, I don't even know much about him.
Me
but like,
either.
I love Conrad.
Love Conrad. And like, and the thing is, I'm sure Jeremiah is so sweet too.
Oh, of course. I would never say a bad thing about Jeremiah.
No, I just don't understand why anybody would be team Jeremiah.
Right. Sometimes like, even if Conrad, this is going to be a little bit hard to explain. I'm not exactly sure what I'm trying to say.
Let it out.
But like, even if he's like being an asshole, which he has been, it's
yeah.
like, it's so clear that like him and Belly belong together mm-hmm. despite their behavior. Like,
right. Sometimes people are like, I don't understand. Conrad's so like,
right. Nah. Jeremiah treats her so much better. That's not the point, unfortunately.
And also, sorry, he doesn't.
He doesn't. And also like there's a chemistry.
Yeah. It's all about
like,
chemistry.
You know, it's yeah. like you just can't deny it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I completely agree with mm-hmm. that. And I appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Take. And yeah. I obviously agree with it because I feel just that we have such similar takes
I
on
think
those
so too.
Things.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask you how you're feeling about Taylor and Travis and the recent developments. Because I want to give you a chance to talk about that.
I'm obviously feeling amazing
yeah,
about it.
I figured.
I mean, it is, I am loving every second
yeah.
of it. And I just become more and more obsessed mm-hmm. with it. And there's not much else to say except
right.
like, this is it.
You think this? He's the one?
Yeah.
What is making you think that?
I just...
The way she is around him?
I don't know because at the end of the day, like, we really have no idea.
Right.
Like, these people... We don't know them, you know?
Yeah.
There's just something about, like, how excited she mm-hmm. seems and how, like, proud of her he is.
Yeah.
And, like, just how... Like, how happy everybody is to just show it off.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think just for a long time, it was so hidden, all of her
yeah.
relationships and her life. And it wasn't something to be proud of. And he's so proud of it,
mm-hmm.
as he should. I think everybody should have been proud of it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so nice to see someone so proud of it.
Yeah.
And she's obviously so proud of it
right.
as well.
Right.
It's also, I think, such a telltale sign
uh-huh.
that her dad clearly loves him.
Right.
Because, like, if you're... Parents don't love the guy you're with. Like, you're not going to end up with that person.
Right.
I can almost guarantee it.
Interesting.
They're usually right.
Uh-huh.
Even though you think that they're wrong, they
usually
will eventually
right.
be
yeah.
right. They'll yeah. eventually prove you wrong.
Right.
And he just seems to love this
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And I think that is so sweet.
I do too.
And I'm just happy. And like, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Right.
But I'm happy to be witnessing it.
Even I got really excited when she ran off the stage and kissed him.
It was sweet.
It was sweet.
And I don't really need to see the naysayers
right.
of, like, why wouldn't he be backstage? This is obviously fake.
Oh, people think it's fake?
I saw someone post about it today, and I was like, can you just, like, not?
I think things can be real and also exaggerated.
For sure. Like, they knew people were
right.
going to be filming that.
Right.
But also, like, that
doesn't make
mean
it not
that,
real.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, are they playing it up? Yes. Does that mean it's not real? No.
It just means that they're, like, stoked. Like,
right.
it's kind of, like, sweet, you know?
Right. That's how I felt about Taylor, like, at the games.
Yeah.
I was like, she is putting on a show, but it's real.
She knows people she are knows, watching.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like, but it's nice that they know people are watching and they don't care.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're just like playing it up.
Yeah, they're playing it up. They're hamming it up. They're hamming it up. It's fun for everyone involved. It's fun for everyone.
I would ham it up.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, come on.
Right, have fun.
If I like knew someone was like filming me, mm-hmm. like if Cody was like getting off stage.
Right.
And I like knew there were people around, like I wouldn't be like.
That's a good point because people are going to say shit.
I would
if like, you're hamming it up or especially if you're not hamming it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, like.
You can't do anything right.
No.
Yeah.
What if I walked over to Cody, people were filming and I walked over and I like side hugged him and then we like walked off stage. Would then people think it was real or would then people think we hated right. each other?
Exactly. It'd be the talk of the town.
It would be the talk of the town.
Yeah.
And I'd rather people know that we're in love rather than like think that we hate yeah, each other.
That's a really good point.
Thank you.
Hopefully that changed a few people's minds because it changed mine.
I hope it did.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just have to like accept it. It's happening yeah. and it's here.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I agree. I actually agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for asking. Anytime. By the way.
Oh, of course. I thought of you immediately.
You could always just text me.
I know. I should.
You should.
Yeah.
Because I'm will. Always down to talk about it.
Okay.
yeah. Like I'm always interested in okay. someone asking so I could have okay. like, the floor
next
be open.
Piece of news.
Okay.
I'm coming right to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were bringing something up right now.
No. The next piece of news.
Taylor and Travis.
What's their couple name?
I don't know.
Next piece of trailer. Oh. trailer trash. next trailer drop.
Yeah.
I'm coming right to you.
Trailer trash.
Yeah.
In the best way possible.
Positive connotation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Reclaim.
Yeah.
Huge fan of reclaiming.
I am going to ask you one quick journal question,
oh,
though.
God,
sorry,
yeah.
I know it's long, Marsh, but we have to do it sometimes.
Yeah.
We have an exciting update. We have a book of questions now.
Oh, my God. I love those one question a day books. I
me
used to
too.
Do one.
Me too. But this one's for kids.
Oh, I love it.
So now you get to just give me any date.
Okay.
And you'll answer the question from that date.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to do October 18th.
Of course. Is there any special meaning behind that date?
Yeah. It actually used to be my password to everything because it's Zac Efron's birthday.
Perfect. I yeah. love that. Okay. The question mm-hmm. on October 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I will blank.
I want to give a good answer instead of just like go get myself to go to the gym or whatever.
I mean, you could be as honest as you want. Mm-hmm. You could say the first thing that comes mm-hmm. to your mind. Any answer is a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a journal. You just have to be honest.
Okay, tomorrow I'm going to start a new book.
Love it.
Yeah.
What book?
There's this book that I want to read. It's called My Husband.
Mm.
And it's about a wife who's like too obsessed with her husband,
okay.
which is really appealing to me. Like
okay.
she's obsessed in like almost like a sinister way.
Interesting.
It's seeming. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
Okay.
Do you like to read?
I do.
Okay, well, we can end the podcast, but... In part two of our circle time, we can get into all that.
I would love nothing more.
Yeah.
Next time Brooke's on, we'll talk all about reading.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, well, Brooke, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my God,
us.
Kels, literally anytime. It's always so fun.
So fun, so easy to talk to
like,
you.
Truly.
Do you want to tell the circlers like where they could
okay.
find you?
Yeah, I can tell them that.
Please.
I have a podcast. It's called Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast
mm-hmm.
with my friend Connor.
Classic.
Yeah. Co-host kind of situation.
Right.
You can find me on Instagram mm-hmm. at it's just Brooke Afric. And then on TikTok, it's Lady Efron, heading back to the Zac Efron roots. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so
Kels.
Much. I love you.
Oh my God. Also, I have a new podcast that's probably out by the time this is out.
Oh my God.
I think we're coming out.
We'll line it
yeah.
up.
Yeah. It's called Obsessed.
It's called Obsessed. Clearly, Brooke knows like a lot about
things that I'm obsessed with personally.
Yes. And it's so fun to listen to her talk to. And so
that
this podcast is going to be very fun.
And Kelsey will hopefully be on multiple times.
I will be happy to join.
That's when we can just talk about Taylor, et cetera.
Everything.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, go listen to that as well.
Okay. Yes. Thanks,
and
Kels.
Thanks, Brooke. Love you.
Love you.
Bye, guys. See you next time. Love you.
Hey.
Bye.
Time. Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.